Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and we give you a lot on this program each day. But for some of you, it seems it's not enough. You want the world.
I was wondering, could y'all do a show about how the rest of the world feels about this election? How they feel about the fact that we have Mitt Romney running neck and neck with President Obama? Just a whole spiel of how do they really, really feel about the American people, the American way, the whole nine yards about this particular election.
Thanks so much there, Marcia from Florence, South Carolina, weighing in. Well, the person who actually has the whole nine yards on how the world sees the U.S. presidential election and everything else in the world is Roz Atkins of the BBC World Have Your Say program. Roz, welcome back to the program.
Hi, John. I'm feeling the pressure after that intro.
There you go. I mean, not only do you have to worry about me, you have to worry about Marcia down in Florence, South Carolina. You've been touring the United States, and you've been taking questions from your audience around the world about the election campaign. Give me a sense of how the program's going, what themes have emerged, that sort of thing.
Well, we've set out to explore the idea of whether America is working through some of America's most famous professions. So we started off at a turkey farm just outside of Cleveland. We brought together a number of farmers from different parts of the agriculture sector to talk about the health of their industry and also to talk about the election. We then went on to Chicago to meet some guys who work in a machining factory making very large steel parts for things like Caterpillar trucks and so on. Yesterday we were in Los Angeles speaking to a group of actors and editors and producers from the film and TV industry, and I'm actually standing just next to a truck stop because we're going to be speaking to truckers in a few minutes' time. And what's been interesting is that we've set out to do two things, to do a health check on these famous industries, but also to look at the election through their eyes. And of course, we've invited our audience around the world to send in messages. And on every program so far, the vast majority of the questions and comments have not been about the election, they've been about the industries. And I think this tells us something which I've seen over the last few months, which is that our audience around the world has not engaged with this election as it did with the election 4 years ago. There isn't a narrative it can buy into as it did with the idea of the first black person becoming president of America. But there remains a fascination with your country and how Americans live, and that's coming out through our election coverage more than it is perhaps an interest in the detail of the campaign.
But Roz Atkins of the BBC World Service program, World Have Your Say, it is, it seems to me, of interest to the world how healthy the U.S. economy is. Wrong or right?
That's definitely right, because, of course, America makes a great deal of stuff. And what was interesting, actually, being at the factory in Chicago, was that several of the people there emphasized, look, we may not make quite as much as we once did, and the Chinese are making more than they once did, but we're still making one in five things in the world. America is responsible for 18% of manufacturing in the world, and almost every country in the world, bar places like Cuba and Iran, have decent trade relations with America. And so, of course, the health of your economy impacts on people around the world. I would add another thing, and this ties into the fact, and I always find this fascinating with America when I come here, that this is a country about dreams. It's about dreams for Americans, but it's also a country about dreams for people around the world. And when they see your economy doing well, that increases the number of people who simply dream of coming here and working. And so there is a huge interest in how your economy is doing. And most people, not all, but most people would wish your economy well because they feel it knocks onto their country's economy and also knocks onto their hopes and dreams as individuals.
Well, I want to give folks an example, a very tangible example of just how your audience is very directly impacted by what goes on in the U.S. economy. Here's an exchange between yourself and a listener in Nigeria. Listen.
Chukwuka is listening to us in Lagos in Nigeria, and he would like to ask all of you, what would you like President Obama to do for U.S. manufacturing? And I guess I'll add an extra bit onto his question. What would you like either candidate in this election to do if they win the election?
I think for me, and something that would benefit our business, and I think it would benefit everyone in the United States, is an aggressive energy policy.
Does your audience worry that U.S. Energy independence is actually going to deny trade and deny economic prosperity to Nigeria, which really wants to sell oil to the United States?
I'll be honest with you, I don't think most people are convinced by either candidate talking about energy independence. Barack Obama and John McCain played a very similar tune 4 years ago, and I think people look at the steps the United States has moved itself towards weaning itself off its addiction to oil, to use George W. Bush's phrase. And I don't think they see a huge amount of progress. So while I think there would be concern in Nigeria and our listeners on FM in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere, if they thought, wow, in 10 years' time, America will be energy independent, we'll lose a whole chunk of business, I don't think in the short term people think America can achieve that. And so consequently, I don't think they're worrying as much as if they were really convinced it would happen soon.
So not a lot of confidence in the American political system or the American political will to do anything, but a lot of confidence in the ability of the U.S. economy to help all of the rest of the world. Tell us a little bit about your poll on the American candidates that you've been taking on the program.
Well, whatever you say doesn't do specific polling because we don't have quite the kit, so everything we do isn't precisely scientific. But, you know, clearly we get, you know, many thousands of contributions every week, and you can learn some things from that. What I'm detecting is not necessarily a shift from support for President Obama to his rival, in this case Mitt Romney, before John McCain. I think there's just a cooling in enthusiasm. I think people are going from being very excited about Obama to perhaps being a little more indifferent. So I remember standing on the Mall when Barack Obama was inaugurated, and we did World Have Your Say in the hours that followed. And we were deluged by people from countries all over the world expressing their excitement. I remember taking a call from a guy in Nairobi in Kenya who said to me, "I'm hoping Barack Obama can help revive education in East Africa." And I remember thinking, well, maybe he will, but these expectations are huge, and people did expect a lot from Barack Obama, and perhaps inevitably he's not been able to deliver on those expectations. And what I've seen is not so much people going, well, actually, I want Mitt Romney to take over, I'd like the Republicans to be in charge. I've seen a slight disengagement from the US political process because I think people really believe Barack Obama would change things. And in the case of Africa, well, I think even his aides would admit he hasn't really turned his attention to any great extent to there. They look at foreign policy and they say, well, there's a different tone, that's for sure, but the U.S. was involved in bombing targets in Libya. The drones continue in Waziristan in Pakistan. The troops remain in Afghanistan. Guantanamo Bay remains open. So I think people have appreciated the shift in tone that Barack Obama has delivered. But I think in actual actions, they've been less than convinced. They look at the peace process in the Middle East and they say progress hasn't been what we hoped for. So there are different angles that people are telling us.
Roz Atkins, host of World Have Your Say on the BBC World Service. Marcia in South Carolina, how'd we do? If you have any more questions, you know how to reach us. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.